This is VOA News.
I'm Diane Roberts. The number of people dead from fighting between U.S.-backed Kurdish forces and Islamic State group jihadists who attacked a prison in northeast Syria 4 days ago reached 136 Sunday, a war monitor said. More than 100 insurgents late Thursday attacked a Kurdish-run jail to free fellow jihadists in ISIS's most significant military operation since its self-declared rule was defeated in Syria nearly 3 years ago. Intense fighting both inside and outside the jail saw the militants free detainees and seize stored weapons, according to the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, in what experts see as a bold IS attempt to regroup. And while the ferocity and expanse of the battle diminished late Sunday, concerns mounted about the fate of hundreds of children inside the prison where the jihadists were holding out. Soldiers in Burkina Faso staged mutinies at several barracks to demand the firing of the country's military top brass and allocation of more resources to a 7-year battle against Islamist insurgents. Gunfire was reported Sunday morning at several army bases, prompting fears of yet another coup in the volatile West African country prone to military takeovers. Meanwhile, demonstrators protesting over the government's handling of the jihadist threat set fire to the headquarters of the ruling party. Israel's top diplomat held an official meeting Sunday evening with a Palestinian minister, the latter said. This is the first such encounter between the Jewish state's current foreign minister and a Palestinian official. The Israeli foreign ministry declined to comment to AFP, but did not deny that the meeting took place. This is VOA News. Ukraine's defense minister said Sunday the country has received a second consignment of weapons from the United States as part of defensive aid totaling $200 million. Washington has said it would continue to support Ukraine in the thick of concerns of Kiev and among its Western allies over tens of thousands of Russian troops amassed on its borders. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken Sunday rebuffed the idea of imposing economic sanctions on Russia now, saying doing so would undercut the West's ability to deter potential Russian aggression against Ukraine. Meanwhile, Ukraine's ambassador to the UK said Sunday his country would be prepared to fight to defend the country against a potential Russian attack.
But unfortunately, we are prepared to fight. We are gathering the forces. We have times more than the Russians are now keeping at our border. But again, we are not that well equipped for the prolonged fight with Russians.
Ambassador Vadim Pryskyo was speaking in an interview with British broadcaster Sky News. Police fired water cannons and thick clouds of tear gas in Brussels Sunday to disperse protesters demonstrating against COVID-19 vaccinations and restrictions that aim to curb the fast-spreading Omicron variant. The protest drew tens of thousands of people, some traveling from France, Germany, and other countries, to take part, and some had violent confrontations with police. Video images showed black-clad protesters attacking a building used by the European Union's diplomatic service, hurling projectiles at its entrance and smashing windows. The Omicron variant has moved the COVID-19 pandemic into a new phase and could bring it to an end in Europe, the WHO Europe director said Sunday. Once the current surge of Omicron sweeping across Europe subsides, quote, there will be for quite some weeks and months a global immunity, either thanks to the vaccine or because people have immunity due to the infection and also lowering seasonality. While cautioning against overconfidence, he said that if the recent fall in case numbers in areas like the U.S.'s northeast continued, quote, I believe that you will start to see a turnaround throughout the entire country. The body of the French adventurer trying to row across the Atlantic has not been recovered, the Portuguese Navy said Sunday, a day after his support team said he had been found dead in his boat. Questioned by AFP, a Navy spokesman said during the rescue operation, the team had had, quote, strong